Holly Cairns is leader of the Social Democrats. She's with us in our studio this morning. Holly Cairns, thank you for coming in to us. What's your main criticism of the budget?
I suppose on the whole, now that, you know, budget day has passed, it just feels like a massive missed opportunity. Given the resources that were available to government, obviously it had an opportunity to kind of introduce a budget that could be really transformative in terms of the major issues facing people in Ireland. Housing, childcare, child poverty, disability services. And instead, what we've seen is kind of a bit for everyone, kind of more of the same and not a real meaningful approach. It's kind of a sticking plaster to cover up our eroding services, the absence of investment in core financial services and financial supports for people who really desperately need them. And I think it's important to remember that when the Taoiseach took office again, this time, the second time, he really set out a stall about addressing child poverty, you know, and set up a unit in his department. And I just was gobsmacked to see the absence of any kind of meaningful approach to really address that. And then moving on to like things like disability services in the budget, I thought it was a typo when I saw the 64 million allocation to address this. The department's own capacity review has said we need 350 million. Then again, in the budget, there's nothing to indicate any kind of a change in the approach to housing, to make housing more affordable, to deliver more social affordable homes. The list goes on. It's kind of a bit for everyone, not enough to make a difference, and a little bit more for people who need it less.
Lots of issues that you've raised there. One of them you mentioned was childcare. Government said it would cut the cost of childcare in half over two budgets, and it has. Do you accept that?
Yeah, and it's really welcome, the 25% decrease. Now, obviously, that won't come in until September, which is a shame, but it is so welcome because it's one of those issues that really has such an impact on people. I think it's 45% of women on maternity leave don't get a top-up from the social welfare payment, and that has a big impact. We see very few men taking the 2 weeks paternity leave, and that's not because they don't want to spend time with their babies. It's because that cut in the two incomes in a household simply isn't manageable with energy costs, with childcare costs, with all of those things. So I think they could have gone a bit further. What we had introduced in our budget was that the social welfare payment for somebody on maternity leave will be increased to 350 euro. The cost of that is 200 million, but I think something very well spent. And then in terms of we had an increase in parents' leave and paid parental leave, which would amount to more time that you can have off with your children. And I think it's about giving parents choice, because some people want to spend more time at home with their children. Some people want a reduction in childcare costs. And I think we have to empower people to make their own decisions in relation to that. And look, a lot more could be done. Another thing, just briefly on that, is what we need ultimately is a publicly funded childcare model. So we had put aside 100 million for buying up creches. So at the moment, if there's a development, often there's a creche built in it. It's priced like at a level where nobody wants to take it on. It's not going to be a viable business. Then eventually the developer changes for reuse, and all of those facilities could be bought up by the state now. And then finally, we could be working towards a model where we're not kind of constantly subsidising the private sector to do this.
You mentioned you criticised their housing policy and the housing supply. How would you have brought down house prices and increased the supply of houses beyond what the government's planning to do, an extra 30,000 houses next year?
Well, at the moment, the government's targets are simply that. They aren't reaching any of their targets, and unfortunately, people can't live in a housing target.
Their housing was to deliver around 30,000 houses a year. They did that last year, and they're in line to do it again this year.
In terms of affordable homes and social homes, which is, you know, at the core of this crisis, is an affordability crisis. So it's about creating those homes, building those homes.
How would you have done that and brought down house prices?
In our alternative budget, we'd added an additional 1.2 billion for building 10,000 social affordable homes. At the moment, the government's target for that is 5,500. And look, I think if you scratch the surface of this government's budget, we saw things yesterday, like when the minister was introducing it, when Pascal O'Donoghue was on his feet in the Dáil. We acknowledge we need to tackle vacancy in this budget. They increased the tax on vacancy from 0.3% to 0.5%. So in our alternative budget, we had a tax on vacancy at 5%, because a tax on vacancy acknowledges the need to use a tax as an incentive to stop people sitting on vacant properties in a housing crisis when there's 500,000 people living in their childhood bedrooms. And they've gone from 0.3 to 0.5. That's not a real meaningful effort. Then the land hoarding tax has been proposed to postponed until 2025. The government will be on the way out at that point. So in terms of making real meaningful effort, that's an example of kind of feigning an effort to address this crisis. And it doesn't scream emergency response when we so desperately need that.
We've referred to a lot of these measures as one-off measures. There's about nearly 3 billion euro in one-off measures again this year, less than last year. They're twice off because it's the second year they've been done. If you were in power this time next year, would you continue those measures?
I think, say, in this cost of living crisis, I understand and recognise the need for some one-off measures to lift people out of a really tricky situation. But the proportion of one-off measures and no permanent measures to address that...
These are repeated one-off measures. I'm asking you, would you repeat them again?
Which ones in particular?
Well, the fuel allowance, for example, the electricity credits that are being applied this year and are going to be applied in the next budget again.
We would apply them in a different way. So, for example, with the electricity credits, we think it should be like a one-off kind of cash payment that's not something you get. For example, there was 37 million wasted on holiday homes. So it's the way these things are implemented and the cuts that they've introduced disproportionately benefit people who are better off. For example, cutting the USC, that means someone on a low income saves €5 a year. Higher income earners would save... you know, from 250 and up. So it's about how you introduce these measures. And we think at the core, in terms of decision making on that, fairness has to be at the core of it. To lift people out of poverty, €12 of an increase in core social welfare rates, for example, doesn't even attempt to keep up with inflation. So there's so many things that the government could have done that will actually make a difference to lift people out of poverty. The single biggest determining factor as to whether or not a child lives in poverty is whether or not you're in a one-parent family. The qualified child payment was increased by a derisory €4.
Holly Cairns, leader of the Social Democrats, thank you for coming in.